Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer Chris Clements and Dark Money Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer, Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I'm Chris Clements.
And we are talking a little bit today. So Italy has elected a new prime minister.
Yes. The most far-right government since Mussolini is what the Washington Post said.
Of course they did. Georgia as well. I'm sure it's not pronounced that way.
Giorgia Meloni.
You
have to say it with an accent.
Yeah, I can't do that. Very conservative.
Yes.
I would say if she were in the U.S., she'd be a very conservative Republican.
Yeah, absolutely.
And pretty traditional in the sense of, she has strong positions, but they're not outrageous at all. And it's very interesting to see how the left-wing media is really trying to lean in on, this is the fascist party. This is the most, like you said, right-wing government since Mussolini.
Yeah. The left losing their mind over this is really funny to watch.
The opposite, because she's talking about trying to reinstitute the value of the family, traditional values, that kind of thing, which is exactly what Mussolini and Hitler were against.
Absolutely.
They were killing people. I mean, they were the ones sterilizing people. It's absurd. The historical revisionism that the left tries to paint on this.
No, you're
But it gets
right.
even worse.
Okay.
So she gave a speech to the World Congress of Families in 2019. And it is a pretty awesome speech. I would commend you to go watch it. However, YouTube, in the last few days, has taken it down.
Now, apparently they've put it back on. I haven't looked. But apparently they said they made a mistake. It violated their community values, whatever that means on YouTube or Twitter or whatever else. And they supposedly it's back on there. But in that speech that you're referencing, she said some things that you could only wish conservative Republicans in America would talk about and not shy away from.
Yeah.
In terms of the importance of the family, the importance of being a father, a mother, a sister, brother, whatever it is,
and
not being XYZ person.
Yeah. I mean, she goes
brilliant.
It goes to the point where we are not a number. We are individual humans, and the financial corporate elitists want us to be, just numbered consumers. I mean, it's a very interesting and worthwhile speech to watch. So I would just Google, Giorgia Meloni, World Congress of the Family, of World Congress, World Congress of Families. She's impressive. It's very interesting. Lately, you see we have a new prime minister in Great Britain.
Yes.
A woman, conservative. It's the third woman in Great Britain to be prime minister. All of them have been conservative.
Yep.
Margaret Thatcher and then, it's based on Theresa May and now Liz Truss. And then with the first woman prime minister in Italy, conservative. I think this might, the trend might be that the first woman president of the United States is probably going to be a Republican.
Well, I think that's always been the case. I've always believed that. I've always believed that the cause to have a first woman president in the United States, that person needs to be a conservative, and she will articulate things in ways that a lot of conservatives in the past, men specifically, have not been able to ways that we haven't been able to, and we have a lot of strong conservative women. Who are running for office nationwide of all different, races, and they're going to win, and most of them are going to win this cycle, and it couldn't be a better time to be a conservative woman in the Republican Party. I mean, we have one who's running for governor here in the state of Arizona. People have written her off, you know, how many different times?
Oh, she's going to win. Carrie Lake's going to win.
And Carrie Lake is up by the latest Trafalgar poll by 5 points.
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
Well, it's
because... Why do you think? I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why I think, but I want to know what you think.
I think it's because she
We know Katie Hobbs
to,
is a horrible candidate and has refused to debate her
right.
because Katie Hobbs can't put two sentences together that are even coherent.
Huge mistake.
However, you know, with Carrie's taking slings and arrows. I mean, on this show, we've thrown a couple barbs her way.
Well,
and yet she's still standing, which is great. And she's pulling ahead.
I think that the way I would describe it is that she's a happy warrior. She takes the slings and arrows. She doesn't back down, and she gives it right back. I mean, she is actually a tough woman. You can't say that about a bunch of the Democrat women who run. They're not tough. They whine a lot about, oh, this isn't fair. That's not fair. I mean, Carrie Lake has been more mistreated than any woman candidate I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And she's stood up and she's prevailed and she's going to win. I mean, I think she's a great example of what it means to be a tough woman.
Yeah. Well, and I think I mentioned in the last podcast, I mean, give her credit for pivoting, not so much in her principles, but actually doing a big reach out to a lot of folks who maybe didn't vote for her. In the primary, and trying to coalesce those folks around her candidacy. And every one of those folks that I've talked to, they're in.
Yeah, they're in because she's got great appeal and she's going to do a good job as governor. I mean, she's got some policy platforms that Democrats could only dream of. I mean, her position and her plans on homeless issue are fantastic. This is supposed to be an issue Democrats are great at. Our homeless problem has gotten worse.
Oh, it's
and
I mean, know, so much so that you have businesses suing the city of Phoenix.
Yeah, the cities have failed, and so you know now the state government's going to need to step in, and she's got a plan for that. That's great. I mean, I believe that she's going to be a great governor, and it will be the first time in a while that we've had great success. You know, a success of great governors. Ducey to Lake is going to be a great 16 years. Because if she wins, she'll definitely get a second term, I think.
Well, from an economics perspective, it's going to add some consistency, especially in a state that's booming like ours.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in terms of tax policy, regulatory policy, everything else.
Yeah. Agreed. So, you know, it'll be interesting.
And education policy. I mean, the Save Our Schools folks just tried to put a fast one over onto the electorate and came up 87,000 short?
A lot short.
Yeah.
They got 88,000. They needed 120. They claim to have 140.
Yeah.
It's when you're lying to your people, it's not a good thing, especially when you know the lie is going to get exposed at some point.
Yeah. I think I said something online that it shouldn't be called Save Our Schools. They should be called Save Our Unions.
Yeah. No,
that's absolutely what it's all about.
100%. This has nothing to do with the students. Nothing.
And what they were trying to do is pass an initiative to make, I would say, Governor Ducey's signature achievement, one of the signature achievements in passing universal school choice, to make that null and void. And I don't think even if they got that passed, that initiative would have passed.
It had been on the ballot in 2024. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, all they would have done is delayed the inevitable, which is it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because parents ultimately want to be able to send their kid where they're going to get the best
parents
education.
Crashed the website. Did you read that?
I didn't.
Yeah, crashed the website to apply for
the
credit.
Wow. Well, good for them.
Crashed the website.
Good for them.
Which is the best thing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, teachers unions, the union leadership has been among the worst when it comes to actual achievement for students.
Well, and they were completely exposed during the pandemic with trying to, you know, with the Zoom teaching and everything else. in terms of what they were trying to teach.
Right.
Critical race theory and everything else.
I mean, it's no secret as to why these things are issues right now, because, oh, what? You're doing what with my kid?
Yeah.
I mean,
and it is my kid. They are not subservient to the state, no matter what you think.
Well, there's a John Stossel piece that the union member, Stossel, says, well, isn't competition a good thing? And he said, well, not in education. It's like, what in the world are you talking about? So you want your kid to be stuck in a failing school. That's not good. I mean, that's good, because competition is not good. That's just, it is a...
Well, it's great. It's great to live in a state where we are absolutely leading on this issue.
Yeah.
And Governor Ducey and the legislature, rightfully so, have gotten a lot of kudos for that.
Sure.
But it just, you know, we're circling back to even the Giorgia Meloni issue, and that is the issue of family, the issue of personhood, the issue of togetherness, the issue of you get your identity through your family. This is my family. It's not yours. It's not the state's. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me. And I'm going to determine my family.
Well, and the whole idea of individual rights.
Yeah.
I'm an individual. Yeah. I'm an actual human person. I'm not a number.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, I commend you to watch that speech.
But you see where the left is going. You see what's happening at the, you know, what just was announced at the Air Force Academy. The cadets can't refer to their father or mother. They have to refer to them as parents. So again, X, Y. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You know, if the most important pieces of our society are trying to be stripped away by Marxist ideology, and it is a fight between traditional Judeo-Christian values and Marxism, which is secular humanism,
right? It actually is,
and that's
amazing.
What she was talking about.
Yeah, and it's
speech.
Amazing to me that to be someone who believes that the family unit should try to stay together whenever possible is somehow you're a Neanderthal. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's the same people who seem to think that you can raise children without fathers and expect everything to be A-okay.
Well,
you know, and we've seen that in the mass shootings. We've seen that. We've seen the results of fatherless children, you know, with mass shootings, other societal ills. I mean, name one, name any of them, and a lot of it has to do with daddy.
Yeah,
daddy not being around.
Lack of a father figure.
And lack of a father figure or a father and just not being present.
Right.
And we have to fight to save that.
And that goes, I mean, it's not
that
just
might be a radical idea.
I like that you said the father not being present, because it's not just if they don't have dad at all.
Yeah.
If dad's disconnected, that's a problem.
Oh, we've seen that. Dad was home, but dad was never around.
I've been that. I've been the disconnected dad, and that's impacted my older kids for sure.
Yeah,
so we have to learn that it's not just being there; you got to actually be present.
Yeah,
and there were many years I was not present. So this isn't a commentary on only, you know, kids who don't have a dad at all. It's about dads being present. Yeah, they need
absolutely.
To be present. I learned it the
present,
hard way.
Involved.
You know, I feel like I can say this because I was the perpetrator of not being present.
And well, so, and there's a faith component to that, ladies and gentlemen, and it is that you have the father is one who sets the tone for the family in terms of the vertical relation we all have with our Creator.
Right. Right.
And if that's not happening, then there's chaos.
Yep.
There's chaos in the family. There's chaos in our society.
Agreed. Well,
you know,
I think we just solved all the
problems.
So
kudos to Giorgia Meloni for you know, for having, you know, the guts to throw that out, especially in European society that's totally rejected Judeo-Christian values in so many different ways. Kudos for her for saying enough is enough. We're going to fight for our families. We're going to fight for the identity that our families give us. And against Marxist ideology that wants to destroy the family unit.
Yeah. It will be interesting to watch how this plays out over the next few years. I think it'll be good for Italy.
Yeah, I think it will.
No question.
And good for Europe.
Yep. All right. Well, that's a wrap for today.
That was a good rant.
That was a good rant.
Yeah. God bless.
Everybody have a great day. Talk to you later.